I hate hearing sad stories, and because of COVID and everything, I'm really trying to seek out positive stories, even so much so that I'll flick off. If the TV's got too much negative, I'll just flick it off. I did catch this sad story last night, though.
A 57-year-old patient was suffering from terminal heart disease and opted for the experimental seven-hour surgery.
Yeah, this poor guy had a seven-hour heart surgery. It was so sad, but I love a happy ending, and that's where this story took a twist, because it had a very happy ending, because this guy had a stroke of luck.
A man in the US has become the first person to receive a heart transplant from a genetically modified pig.
I'm sorry, you got the heart from where?
A genetically modified pig.
A genetically modified pig's heart inside your body.
Wow.
Discuss.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'd take it if it was your only option, wouldn't you? A pig's heart? If it functions...
I don't know. Did the pig die of natural causes would be my question.
Well, he did, donating his heart. Like, when a pig dies, does it have a little card that says organ donor?
He ticked yes on his driver's license.
Oh, man.
They had to rush the heart across town in an esky.
A little esky, like in Grey's Anatomy.
But, you know, this is a really uplifting story, and we shouldn't even joke about it, really. It's great news for this guy. I was really, really happy for him. Because
not great news for the pig.
It's not good news for the pig or the pig's close family.
Well, the piglets, he left behind the little piglets.
The pig's had a shocker, but he's come out ahead.
So I was really loving the story. I'm like, cool, this guy's got a new heart, albeit it's from a genetically modified pig, but he's going to be happy again. And then the newsreader said this.
However, doctors don't know how long the transplanted pig heart will function in the body.
That's a pretty big maybe. Okay.
And sadly, they only revealed that to him after the operation.
Imagine you're coming out of surgery and you're watching this news story and you hear us say that. And I thought, oh, no, that's terrible. Then I thought, oh, well, that's just the newsreader. His doctor, the guy that put the pig's heart into the guy, I mean, surely he'll have some words of positivity about how long this poor fella's going to live for.
Whether it's a day, week, month, year, I don't know.
I mean, you can hear the shoulders shrugged in that sentence.
I don't know.
I mean, they even asked this doctor how many episodes of Sex and the City there's going to be.
I don't know.
It is
my confidence.
And we've got an exclusive too. The guy, here he is actually leaving the hospital after receiving the pig's heart and talking to his doctor on the way out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dr. Brown Bear. I fancy a game with this ball in the garden.
Well, I never. A complete recovery.
And then you've got to think about it. Where does it stop? So he's got a pig's heart in him nowadays. Does he then go, well, that actually feels pretty good having a bit of pig inside me. I might get some cosmetic surgery done. Next thing, 16 nipples. When you burp, does it smell like bacon? These are the questions I want to ask the guy. How did he get to the hospital? Ambulance?
Oh, dear.
Wife calls him babe.
Oh, no.
Hey, honey, what a Netflix and squill.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.